I've been a fan of yours since I was a kid going way back to the Get Smart days.
Oh, did I ever love that. That was so much fun. And that's how Lancelot Link derived from Get Smart. The writers, Mike Marmon and Stan Burns, I met them when I was doing the Steve Allen show.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys created my Siegfried character back in 1966. And when Get Smart was over, I was sitting around with the writers and saying, well, what the heck are we going to do now? So Mike says, we'll do it with monkeys. And that turned into doing it with chimpanzees. This was the ultimate of James Bond, Man from U.N.C.L.E., Get Smart, and then Lancelot Link, excuse me, Secret Chimp. So they were very much the same characters. But we used, I don't know how they did this, they got chimpanzees to wear costumes. My chimpanzee wore a monocle and a Homburg hat,
right.
And they gave these chimps these attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I cut to the chase here. Lancelot Link is still alive, by the way. The chimpanzee that played him is still alive, and he's enjoying his last years or his senior years at the Wildlife Way Station, which is run by Martine Collette, and she's a saint, and 10% of the income that comes from the remastered Lancelot Link's DVD is going to the Wildlife Way Station.
And you know, as a note to that as well, on the DVD set, there's actually a clip where there's a visit with the ape that played Lancelot Link. So we get to see him. If you buy the DVD set, you'll actually get to see him, I think from 2011, so you'll get to see him in his elder age relaxing at the station.
He's relaxing. He has his own harem there at the Wildlife Way Station. He's living out his retirement, and he's very comfortable in being taken care of royally by Martine Collette and her people at the Wildlife Way Station. And I'm so pleased that 10% of the money that comes in. Oh, by the way, it's selling for $24.98.
Yes.
And you get 17 episodes. And I did every single one of them, and it was just... Let me tell you. So they got the chimpanzees to move their mouths. Okay, so some mm-hmm. of the chimps liked peanut butter. Some liked a little bit of chewing gum. Some liked banana. So there was a very long speech I had, and the chimpanzee was moving his mouth. And at the end of this, he did a gigantic yawn. So I said, gee whiz, how am I going to use that? So I'm paraphrasing it. It went something like this. You must understand you will go into the headquarters of the enemy, or those good guys, those goody-two-shoe guys, and you will capture them, you will imprison them, and you will destroy the office, you understand? The ending was a tremendous yawn.
Right.
Although I was bored with my own speech.
No, you shouldn't be bored with your own speech. And you know, I did notice the Get Smart things. They had the various kinds of phones. There was a banana phone and a golf club phone. So there was obviously some very, very big nods to James Bond and to Get Smart there.
Absolutely.
As well.
But by the way, where are you?
I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida.
Yes.
I did a play in Clearwater in 1990.
Yes, right across the bay.
Across the bay in that that funny bridge that you say, gee, I hope I don't fall off this thing. Yeah, I remember that so well.
Yeah, it's a fun, nice, warm place. I assume I'm talking to you from California.
Yes, I'm in Tarzana, California.
Ah.
Yeah, I've been living in California for about 55 years now. This was my battleground where all the good stuff happened.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask you another question here
Lancelot
Link? Now, I know that obviously you did your voice work in a recording studio, watching probably footage, but did you ever get a chance during the show to interact with the apes at all? Were you ever on the set when they were filming any of it?
No, well, we visited the set, and we watched these amazing choreographers or trainers
mm-hmm.
get the chimps to do these miraculous things they did. And it's so funny at the time seeing chimpanzees go through the motion that we went through doing
right.
Get Smart.
Yes.
Dayton Allen, Joni Gerber, and I did all the voices. And our biggest problem was just not giggling throughout the whole thing. It was so damn funny.
I'll bet.
It was just a riot.
Now, it says in the credits that you did multiple voices. Did you do anything beyond the Baron?
I did the Baron, I did Creto, I did Indian Joe, and a few other peripheral voices, and that's my thing. That's what I do. As a matter of fact, my first 5 years in the business was playing a Latino. Now, people from Mexico, Puerto Rico, Cuba don't like that. So they've taken a very firm political stand, and I defer to that. But as actors, we do whatever is available to us.
Absolutely.
Can't do that anymore? Okay. So you say, what else? What is available? So you do other things.
Well, and you certainly took a different turn in your life when The Love Boat came along, and you did, what, 250-some episodes of that show?
250 episodes of Love Boat. I think of that always as a paid vacation. It's such... And I had license. I could say to any woman I found attractive, take your clothes off, I'll be right in.
Because you got to play the doctor.
Yes. It's the guy got away with murder. I mean, it was just fun. And I don't know if you remember the comedian, Dick Shawn.
Yes.
There was so much, you could say it was almost like foreplay. Leading up to something that never quite happened. I was having a scene kissing this very, very lovely girl, and Dick Shawn came up to me and he said, "I know what Love Boat is." I said, "What is that?" He said, "It's a porno flick done by Disney." It only went so far.
Right.
But, you know, thinking of the shows like Love Boat and Fantasy Island.
Yes.
These were feel-good shows, and I don't understand what's happening with television today. You can barely think of a show, maybe 70% or 75% of the shows, have two people or three people talking over a dead body. Now, what the hell is that all about? Why is that?
You're right.
Why is that so prevalent?
Yeah, there aren't so many feel-good shows, but you guest-starred on one of my wife's favorite shows, which is one of the few recent feel-good shows, and that was Monk. What was that like?
Oh, Monk, Tony Shalhoub, what a gem. What yeah. a gem. Then I went to see him on Broadway with Lend Me a Tenor. The guy is just a superb, superb actor.
Yes, he is.
A comedy actor. He understands what comedy is. He understands what drama is. And he's just so, so good. I had a great time. I was a very proud, sophisticated men's room attendant. And mm-hmm. I had the same hang-ups that he had. And I took care of him so nicely in the men's room. He leaves the men's room and he said, "You're the Michelangelo of the men's room." And I said, "Oh, thank you. But we had a wonderful time. And I enjoyed every minute with Tony Shalhoub. He's just this amazing guy.
Yeah, and again, one of the few feel-good films or shows that you have in recent memory.
Oh, yes. And I did My Name is Earl. I played a guy with about a 6-day growth of beard. Mm-hmm. This ancient guy. But that's really my thing, is I love doing character stuff. Well, and I did this thing with Chuck Norris, where I played an 82-year-old concentration camp survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not too happy about it going directly to DVD, but these things happen. But Chuck and I had a good time.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed myself.
Well, and get
smart. I got to kill the commandant of the
camp.
Of the of the concentration camp toward the end, and that made me feel good.
Mm-hmm. And Get Smart still follows you from time to time. You did a cameo in the new film that came out.
I did a cameo, and I'm headed for Australia in August. They play Get Smart around the clock, and so I'm going to be doing a little personal appearance, maybe tell a few jokes and sign some autographs in Sydney, Australia. I think it's on the 27th and 28th of August. So I'm being celebrated for remaining alive. I'm going to be 79 in just a couple of days, and I say, "Hey, look at this. I'm still breathing in and out and taking care of my two young children. I got a 14-year-old boy and a 9-year-old boy, and it's a whole new world for me, because I had my first one when I was 64.
Wow.
Believe it or not, yeah. So my attitude is gratitude, and
yeah.
I was even grateful for working in Clearwater.
Yes.
Even in that funny, funny little theater.
Mm-hmm. Ruth Eckert Hall, you were probably at.
It was something like the Music Box or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Can't think of the name, but I don't think it's in existence anymore. Ah. But I did a funny play there. I love to do plays. It's I've been doing a play. I've been touring in a play called Viagra Falls. Viagra Falls. Two old farts, a hooker, and a blue pill. Hey, what do you?
Well, that sounds like a good time. Well, you know, you mentioned your birthday coming up. I want to wish you happy birthday. We actually share birthdays, although not the same year. I was also born on the 21st, the first day of summer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm doing a play now with Marriott Hartley, who was also born June 21st.
No kidding.
Not the same year. Also, I think she was born in 1940. I was born in 1933.
Right.
And you were probably born
61.
When were you born?
61.
61. I forgive you for being such a twerp, such a young whippersnapper.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I don't always feel it, but I sure appreciate it.
Well, that's great. Anyway, I just want to remind you listeners, please,
yes,
look into this situation. It's Film Chest is the company.
Yes.
Lancelot Link Secret Chimp, $24, $24.98, and you will laugh your silly faces off. There are 17 episodes we did with the chimpanzees.
Yeah, and have you went out and visited him since he's been out at the...
Of course. He just was so happy to see me, he peed on me.
You're kidding.
One of the great thrills of my life. I had to go to the cleaners and get that smell away. But this is what they do. They either spit at you or pee on you or something even worse. But they have a tremendous sense of humor. Some people might not find it that funny, but Lancey, hey, it's me. Take it easy, you know?
Now, what about the music they did? You know, the Chimps had a rock band during this thing. Did you ever get involved with the music at all?
This in no way makes a comment on rock and roll that chimpanzees might be able to do it better than human beings. Why do they stick the microphone into their mouth? Why do you only understand maybe a third of the words?
Right.
It's very strange. I mean, I come from the background of... understanding the words of the lyrics. This is why I love country music. Country music, it tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
I love telling a story. And you can hear the words. It's not obliterated with sound beyond reason. Anyway, I'm sounding like an old fart now, and I don't want to do that.
No, don't worry about that at all. But we definitely want to remind our listeners that Lancelot Link's going to be available at 17 episodes on 3 discs. You know, unfortunately, I noticed when I watched the extras and stuff, you didn't appear in any of that kind of stuff. Is there any reason why you didn't get a chance to show up in any of the extras?
Of course, they couldn't come up to my money. Just kidding.
I know you are.
No, I don't know. They went ahead and did it up in San Francisco, and you know, but that to me is irrelevant. The fact that we did it and it's out there, available for people to see and just enjoy it as much as we enjoyed making it.
Yes, and it looks like everybody had such a good time working with the chimps, and it seems like they were just a lot of fun to be around.
They were beautiful. They were beautiful, and you know, chimpanzees are so much like human beings, and maybe we evolved from the apes, from the chimpanzees, from monkeys. Certainly, our politicians behave like monkeys.
Yeah, that's evident sometime, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So anyway, I hope your listeners tune in and get the message that we share our planet with animals, and this is what Martine Collette is trying to get people to really stimulate their conscience to understand that there are coal habitators with this planet, and
certainly.
She and Tippi Hedren, I think, are the only people that really take care of animals that nobody wants anymore. Like, she takes in lions and tigers and bears that people might have thought, well, we'll get this exotic. And then they get tired of it and they want to give it up. She takes them in. She is a saint, and I'm so pleased that 10% of the money that comes in goes to Wildlife Way Station, and it's in Little Tahunga Canyon, and... I love her dearly. She's been doing this for 36 years.
Wow.
Yeah, really.
Well, that's great. I don't want to take a whole lot more of your time, but if you could do us one favor on the way out, why don't you tell people what they should do about this disc release as the Baron / Siegfried?
Okay, what we can do about it is it's Film Chest. It's Lancelot Link. It's 17 episodes, and you can get it. Look it up on your computer, Lancelot Link, and it's $24.98, and you will get it. And if you have kids, you can sit with them and laugh with them. If you don't have kids, maybe you can adopt some and sit and laugh with them. It's funny. It's just funny, and it's certainly unusual. I don't think anybody has ever done a thing with chimps talking. It was actually human beings speaking through the mouths of the chimps.
Right, and this was 1970.
This was 1970. We had a hell of a time just laughing our silly faces off, and you will too. So just get it and enjoy it, and you can play it again and again.
All right. Well, we definitely appreciate you spending time with us today. You gave me a lot of enjoyable years over the years watching you on television and some films, and I appreciate that.
Okay, it's a great pleasure. All the best to you and your listeners, okay?
You too, and happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.